The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton, Morgan & Clark Insurance Agency. Plus Linen and Uniform Service. Pioneer Seed Supply. The Single Stop Stores. And Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the David Presley Show, along with head coach David Presley, Chad Upton here from the Jukebox. Coach, good morning. Tough loss last night. And I saw a little bit of everything. A very good offense from Anka. I thought they played well defensively at the end of the game, particularly when they were matching up against us. But there are some positive things for us that we're going to be able to build on, too. Just want to get your thoughts to start out this morning.
Well, it is a tough morning. You know, we felt like we had the game in control last night. You know, we knew we were playing a good football team, especially a good offensive football team, and they showed that. You know, we, as a coaching staff, we went in last night, and the thing we wanted to be able to do was take a step forward. You know, whatever way that might be, we wanted to take a step forward from the week before. The week before was so bad, we really struggled. Our kids were a little bit overwhelmed in that. So, you know, that was a goal of ours. And I thought we did that last night. I mean, we're still not doing everything real good. We've still got some kinks we've got to work out. But I said this last week. I said the more times that our kids can get out on the field, it's going to help them. It's just still so new to so many of them, and you can see that. And the experience that they get in live games like that can only help us. You know, we said back in the summer and in the preseason, you know, our goal is to win the last seven ball games and be conference champs. Well, I told our kids, I said, you've got as tough a non-conference schedule as they are around. I said, you got TC and Reynolds, and I said, right now a lot of people are talking about Inca, about how good they could be. So I said, them first three are going to be tough. You know, I think Inca showed that last night with them. They're as talented offensively as any team in the mountains right now. They put so much pressure on you, for what they do, and for the kids that they've got in certain places. I was so proud of our kids. They played hard. They played through a lot of adversity. You know, I don't know. Not making excuses or anything like that, but something got a hold of us yesterday evening, and it showed in the second half. I mean, sickness and the cramping and all that, that's something to that extreme that we've never seen before. And to see as many kids sick at halftime of our game as they were, it was just really odd. So we got to go back and look and evaluate a little bit about maybe our pregame meal and a few things like that. But, you know, like I said, I was proud of our kids. We saw some things that we can work off of. We saw some things that we got better at from the week before. I knew this was going to be very hard on our skill kids. I can go back to years, go back to 06, when we went to Brevard. When you see your skill kids that are playing offense and people are playing bump and run man on you and just how physical it is, then they got to turn around and do it themselves on the defensive side of the ball. It makes it very hard. You know, Inca's kids are over there platooning right now. And those four wideouts and tailback and quarterback went over and sat down. And ours were playing. So, you know, I knew chasing them around was going to take its toll on us last night. And it did just a little bit. But, you know, we were right there to the end, had a chance at the end. And I was very proud of that part considering, you know, we had kids that, like I said, for whatever reason, whatever got a hold of them at halftime, it'd been real easy for them to just take their helmet shoulder pads off and stand there. They was hurt. They was hurting bad. I mean, we had kids standing over there that was as wide as a sheet, throwing it up on the sidelines. And to see them come to us and put their helmet on and say, Coach, I can go, says an awful lot about them. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. And But, you know, I think in a lot of aspects we took a step forward last night.
Speaking along those lines, you're talking about kids not feeling very well. Saw a lot of kids slow to get up, and we attributed most of that to cramping. Was there any injuries that you can think of that were outstanding last night, really?
Levi Holland, our middle linebacker, had a concussion, which is the second one we've had, and that's always a tough, tough thing.
Yeah.
You know, the cramping thing was really odd. We sat there last night and talked about that, and the kids that were probably cramping the worst were the kids that probably didn't miss a day in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Was probably in the best shape of anybody on our team. You know, there's lots of them that if they would have done it, you could have pointed a finger and said, "Well, here's why you're doing that." Which made us scratch our head just a little bit. But when you look at people like Heath Stevens and Dalton James and Kyle Bloom and Alex Gurner and those kids, they never missed a day. Never missed a day. It's really odd. It's gonna make us as a staff, this open date may have came at a good
mm-hmm,
time.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna make us look at some things, evaluate some things. We talked to our kids a little bit last night. We will next week, you know, about their eating habits, about their drinking habits. You know, are they getting in the bed at night? You know, a few more things like that. And obviously when the weather breaks, it obviously helps everybody. And it just so humid last night. But, that's different. I mean, we've had a few here or there throughout time, but I've never seen, something like that just totally overwhelm us. And then again, it goes back to, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, is it something we've done, something we've ate, something, I don't know. You know, it's going to make me scratch my head all weekend to try to figure this out.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton Morgan and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton Morgan and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sammy gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Back live with David Preston and the David Preston Show. Talk a little bit about that offense last night. You guys went out of several formations. We're real heavy on one side, maybe two tight ends and a wing back. Ran a lot out of the eye. The adjustments you guys worked on during the offseason, visiting Wisconsin and bringing those kinds of things in, how do you feel about how that's progressing right now?
Well, it's a good thing for us, and I guess right now it's a simple thing for us, and that's what we need. But obviously we saw the things that happen to you when you do things like that, especially with the two tight set and everything. You start getting people and there's 10 in the box that are 3 yards off the ball.
Right.
And it makes it hard. We had plans. We had worked on some of our spread stuff throughout the week, and then just the progression and the things that occurred to us kind of took it away from us. Levi Holland, who was our middle linebacker, we actually had a set with him in there on offense. And, you know, when he had the concussion and all that, that just made us a little thinner, and we weren't able to do some of the things because of him. When our secondary kids are just going every snap like they were chasing them around, you know, it makes it real difficult to put them in and spread people out a little bit more like we wanted to do to get them out of the box some. So, you know, it is what it is. I told them last night that, you know, it, like I said, each week that we get out there, we're going to get better. But, yeah, it's a work in progress right now when it comes to those things. You know, getting Parker Bailey back had a lot to do.
Yep.
We, we were able to use Heath Stevens some at fullback, which allowed us to rest, you know, a little bit. And that was one of the things we was trying to do, is get some reps with other people so we could rest people. But, you know, it was good at times, and then it was bad at times. And I think the bad part came more from what took place with us at the end than it actually did them. You know, we just had some kids that we ended up putting in the ball game and played that hadn't seen a whole lot of time. You know, and they did a great job. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. They got thrown in the fire, and they did a super job, and they did the best that they could do. But, you know, we're getting there on that. We're still trying to kind of find our identity a little bit offensively. We had struggled a little bit against Irwin in the scrimmage, and, of course, last week. So we saw some good things last night. You know, it's like someone asked the question the week before. Dustin Messer took every single snap on defense and took every snap but one on offense. That's pretty tough mm-hmm. when you're sitting there with your starting tailback doing that. We tried last night to get Dakota King a few more series on offense just so we could, you know, kind of rest Dustin just a little bit. I mean, you know, just picking and choosing places where he could catch his breath because that takes its toll. I think this is going to help us. You know, I think by conference time, it's going to help us a whole lot. Absolutely. As a team. And that's what we're shooting for. You know, we told our kids that last night afterwards. I said for years we've always said we'd rather be good at the end than be good at the beginning. And our goal are those last seven. So, you know, that's still way in front of them. You know, we're still searching. We're a little thin in some places, and it showed last night. At the end, we had three linebackers in the ball game that had not played, you know, for whatever reason. So we've got to be real careful. This new concussion stuff is pretty tough. You know, the days of a kid getting his bell rung and going off for a couple of series and then going back in, those days are over. And, you know, we've had one that went out last week, and we've got one that went out this week.
I mean, are concussions that much more prevalent in your mind? My mind is that maybe a little bit of a mix of both things. We're paying attention, like you're saying, paying attention to them more. But, you know, the way kids want to tackle is a little bit different now, too. They like going up high and, you know, try to get that big hit. I wonder if that plays in at each level of football.
Well, you know, that is really an ongoing thing right now when you look at anything that's related to football. Pros, college, high school, I mean, it is. And you see these pro players who've played for 15 years in the NFL, and they have all this damage because of the, mm-hmm. the hits and things like that. And I think that it's a good thing of what they're trying to do. It's frustrating as a coach, you know, when you lose kids, and you certainly don't want anything to happen to them. But, yeah, I think the more research, I think the more that they're looking into it now is causing this. And, you know, it's certainly done for the protection of the player, mm-hmm. Which is a good thing. But, you know, at small places when one or two that happens to, from a football standpoint, it makes it very difficult, and you just got to figure out a way to keep going when that happens. But, you know, Levi's last night was on kickoff.
Mm.
You know, wasn't on defense, wasn't on offense. He was running down on the kickoff and got hit and just really got dazed good. You know, didn't go down, didn't do anything. Just, like I said, 5 years ago, he had probably gone off and sat there a minute, drunk some water, and counted to 10. He'd have gone back in, sure. and we just don't do that no more. So, you know, you take that, and when you lose one or two like that, with the scheme that we had been playing against their spread, makes it very difficult. You know, so you know, it was difficult to begin with because of what they were doing. And all these things that we've talked about, too, you know, I don't want to take it away. I was extremely impressed with Inca's kids on offense. The quarterback is as good as they are around. And big old kid throws it very well. But the tailback is the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, he's the one that if you defend the perimeter, he's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And you chose your poison. And mm-hmm. that's the thing that happens with them. And that happened to us last night. You got to give them a lot of credit. But, it is. It's a lock where we're going. A lock is offensively. We're getting there. You know, it may be a few more weeks before we get there. But our kids are starting to see some things out of it. And I still think, like I said, before we're done, we're going to be a good football team.
Absolutely. Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears. Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff.
Back live at the Jukebox Junction, we were talking about some of the things last night on offense. You mentioned a couple players. First of all, I thought Matthew Inman had as great a game as I've seen him play on both sides of the football, with the interceptions and the touchdown. I thought that Josh Nolan, for the most part, was throwing some pretty good balls last night, too. So they're getting a little bit better as we go along. And Josh is kind of, I think, picking back up where he was, you know, last year and the year before now with his mindset.
Well, you know, Matthew Inman did hit a great ball game. He was devastated when it was over last night. He didn't want to lose to them. And the kid did. He did a little bit of everything last night. He's one of those great examples that took every snap defensively, running around trying to chase them. And we had to pick and choose when we used him offensively. But, you look at what he did. Two catches for touchdowns. I mean, one of them might have been a fluke, but still he had to make the play.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, Josh throws a great ball that hits DJ right smack in the hands and goes through him and hits him in the head, and it bounces straight up to Matthew. And I told someone on the side, I guess you got to be a little bit lucky every once in a while. But, you know, for him to still make that play and go down the sideline, I mean, it was great. The kickoff return, I think he had an interception.
He did.
He just really, really played his heart out last night. And, you know, that's where you go back and sit there and go, okay, that's some of the positives we're talking about. We did see some good signs from Josh last night. And understand this when it comes to him. You know, everybody thinks, well, if you don't throw for 250 yards, you've not played very good. Well, understand, Josh isn't always just sitting back there just nice and easy and being able to throw it wherever he wants
right.
to. And that goes back to the work in progress up front. Even the interceptions last week, wasn't necessarily all his fault. You know, a lot of times when you're running for your life, that happens sometimes. But as the quarterback at Pisgah High School, you're the one that's going to get blamed for it.
Right.
That's just the way life is. And, I saw great signs last night. I saw a lot of good things. There's things that I think we need to do and we're going to be able to do if we can get our kids to the point, where we can do it without them just basically taking every snap mm-hmm. on both sides of the ball. But I was real tickled to see him, bounce back after a tough night, the opening night. And we expect that from him. You know, that's the way he is and that's the way he's going to be. So I was real pleased. And you sit here and you look at the positive, you got to throw our kicker into it.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure that, I've been here for 23 years and I don't know if we've had one. I hope he's not listening to this because I don't want him to hear it, but I'm not sure we've had one as good as him. To see him kick it, I mean, two or three of those balls were almost in the back of the
net. Yes, they were.
And that is just, when you make people have to start on the 20-yard line, and we've had years where we've pooched it, we've squibbed it, mm-hmm. we've done everything just trying to figure it out, and they were going to start on the 30 or 40 yard line every time. Well, now getting to do that, that is huge. So it kind of makes you go back and you look at those kids like that. You know, I thought getting Parker Bailey back last night, I thought he played very well. Garrett Holland, I thought played very well. Our two tight ends, I thought played very, very well last night. Ann was taking, Garrett took snaps on defense too. Getting Parker back allowed us to move Heath to fullback some, and he gave us a bigger blocker back there. You know, so yeah, we saw some of those good positive things, you know, with those kids that we can build on. But yeah, we had some kids play really well last night, and now we just got to take that and take that next step forward.
Back with more in a moment. This is the David Presley Show on WPTL.
Trust. This has been earned year after year by the Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, a staff of professionals who see to your specific needs, from auto, home, and commercial insurance to life, individual, and group health, extended care, Medicare supplements, with a long list of excellent companies to underwrite your protection at the best possible rates. Call 648-2632. Insure with confidence the professionals of Patton, Morgan, and Clark, Academy Street, Canton.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything in Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
When you're ready for the best, reach for Carhartt. Since 1889, Carhartt has been the name to know for rugged, durable, and comfortable clothing you can count on. Carhartt clothes come in a full line of coats and jackets, shirts, sweats, and pants, plus jeans, overalls, and accessories, too. For rugged clothes that stand up to the toughest conditions at work and on weekends, reach for Carhartt. For best selection, shop Pioneer Seed Supply, 841 Hazelwood Avenue, Waynesville.
Back live at the Jukebox Junction, Coach Presley, and we talked a bit about the offense a couple weeks ago, making progress there and feel pretty good about it defensively. We're making some progress. Now we go into the bye. Talk a little bit about what the next week and a half looks like. Talk a little bit about Reynolds, if you can, too, and what you've seen of them. Probably not a whole lot yet, but you know they're going to be good.
Yeah, they're going to be good. They're always good. I mean, I don't care, you know, what people say or anything, it's Reynolds, and they're going to be good. I think they're going through some adjustments right now. You know, they've lost a lot of kids the last 2 years off of really, really good football teams. Winning the state championship 2 years ago, and then just about having everybody back. Lost their tailback a few weeks ago, who just, you know, is one of the best in the mountains, maybe one of the best in the state. So, probably won't have him back. I talked to Shane the other day, and they're hoping to get him back maybe for the Asheville game. But you know what you're going to get with them. You're going to get their spread. The one thing we're unsure of is their personnel. You know, we know of a couple kids that are back that were juniors last year, but they got a lot of new young kids as well. So to see, you know, what they do and how they do it, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, we didn't get anything from them last week because they were off this week. Their open date was this week.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll get to see them next week. You know, we got to travel for the first time on the road. But it's another big obstacle for us. It's one of those that we hope, you know, we still hoping that these games are gonna pay off for us come conference time. And that's what we're looking at. But yeah, you know, we're hoping this open date came at a really good time.
It did.
You know, Corey Valentine didn't get to play last night because of the concussion in the first game. We're gonna get him back next week. You know, he's gonna get to go through his progression. And unless something really bad happens, we feel good about that. Levi went this morning, you know, and he was good last night after the game, which was a good sign. You know, so then with a week off, you know, we're hoping that we'll have him back. There's a slight chance that Zach Henson Right. Big defensive tackle that's not played any that got hurt actually the first night of hitting might be back. He had a dislocated patella, which was good.
Worse than it is. Yeah.
Well, it does, considering we thought it was an ACL.
Yeah.
So that helps us a whole lot right now. Like I said, we got Parker back last night. We are getting healthy. Isaac Clark, his collarbone is getting better. You know, so we're looking at a few more weeks with him. So, that's a good thing. And at first you wonder if this is a good thing. But it may have come just at the right time. One, and it's kind of like Shane from Reynolds. You know, he talked about it this week. He said the one thing this does, it gives you 1 week during all this heat that you don't have
to play. That's right. I agree.
You know, with these people that have won week 7, 8, 9 or whatever, well, it's football weather then. So maybe that'll help us a little bit. That's one more week of getting through it. We talked to our kids last night about we're going to change up this week of a normal open week. We turned it up a whole lot more last week, and we're going to continue to turn it up this week and the next with some of the things that we're going to do. So it's going to be a little bit different. Normally we give them Mondays and Fridays off on them, but we're going to come in and do some things Monday to help us a little bit. And our kids were very upbeat last night. They were very disappointed.
Sure.
But they were very upbeat. Once you kind of get them on the bus and get them back up to the field house and walk through and check on them and all those kinds of things. So they know everything's still in front of them. They know their goals are still in front of them, and they know that we're going to be a good football team. So, you know, if we can get some of these kids back, get them healthy, get everybody in there, it's coming, and we know the conference is coming. I know it's a tough time right now in Haywood County, period.
Mm-hmm.
Don't jump ship yet. Don't give up on this bunch, because they're a great group of kids. They're a great group of kids to be around and to coach. We just haven't got there yet, but we're going to, because we saw a lot of those things last night.
Back with our David Presley Show, our final segment in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, with linen service and uniforms for a completely professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty salons or local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina over 84 years, and Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Hi, folks. This is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton, for a clean like you've never seen.
Jukebox Junction Restaurant. Coach Presley, your JV football team, Coach Mathis' football team, 2-0. They feel pretty good about the way things are going right now. Having big wins last week against TC and a win last night against Zika. They're 2-0.
Well, they are. They're once again, our JV staff and does such a great job. And Coach Mathis and them right now are getting after it pretty good. And they've got two good wins under their belt. And that's the thing about JVs from year to year. You don't know about the kids that you're going to have. So it's a new year for them every year, just about. And they're playing well right now. Two big wins early on the road has really helped them. So, we're excited about our young group that's there. We've got a lot of young kids that are playing. Not only a lot of young kids playing on the varsity, but a lot of young kids playing down there as well, which says a lot. For the future, but just some good things. They're getting after each other pretty good, playing physical, and doing the things that they need to do. They've had a couple of injury bugs hit them in the scrimmage and stuff, and you know, the start and tailback, you know, has not played in either ball game because of the concussion he took,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the scrimmage. So they're dealing with that a little bit as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're excited about them with what they're doing. They are really playing good right now. They're excited about what they're doing, you know, going into the open date. The biggest thing with them right now is just keeping games.
Mm.
Just to give people a little heads up with them, Brevard called us last week, and they have actually canceled their JV season just because they don't have enough kids. And, Lord, who would ever have thought that at Brevard?
Man.
So we're searching right now to try to find them a 10th ball game. And we think we've got one. We think Owen wants to do it. But it has to work out. So, you know, we don't want them to be cut short a game. So hopefully we'll get that worked in. But now, right now, they're doing very well, playing very well. You know, and we're real excited about what they're doing.
Off next weekend, no football as we take the bye week. We will have the David Presley Show on next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. For head coach David Presley, Chad Upton, until next week. So long, everybody.
The David Presley Show. Sports talk with Pisgah head coach and athletic director David Presley and Chad Upton. Voice of the Bears. Live at Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop. Highway 276 in Bethel. Brought to you by Carolina Pawn and Gun. Patton, Morgan, and Clark Insurance Agency, plus Linen and Uniform Service, Pioneer Seed Supply, the Single Stop Stores, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. The David Presley Show.